Yeah.
We're good.
Reach. Go on, Reach. Charlie got a sore back.
Yeah, they're a bit stiff, so it's just managed. I mean, done a full pre-season, and sometimes it's not worth sort of going out there and hurting yourself a little bit more. And I mean, there is a bigger picture.
Is it the sort of thing, if it was round one, you'd be played
yeah.
through it?
Yeah, 100%, yeah. It's just, you know, physios and doctors and stuff want to sort of, I suppose, manage you and make sure you're right for the big show. But yeah, no, I was fine.
Has it ever been a problem in the past, Charlie, or is it just a bit stiff and sore?
Oh, it has been, but it's stiff. But it's just backs, and you know, I'm tall and heavy, and so sometimes you just need to rest a little bit. But yeah, no, I've done sort of full preseason as well, so it's like it's just another one of those things. I mean, preseason hitouts, they're good, but it's mainly just for the fitness, not sort of so much skills, because everyone knows where the ball's going and what's going on. So it's just basically a hitout and a bit of body on body, really, for the boys. So.
And aside from that, fitness-wise, you look fit and lean. You're feeling healthy. And how good has the pre-season been for you?
Yeah, no, I'm fit and done a full pre-season. And, yeah, no, I'm sort of tracking fairly well and body's good. And but yeah, so just ready to get into it, really.
Is it a plan for you to play the first JLT game against West Coast in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, so I'll play both JLT games. Yeah.
Is it playing the whole, like trying to build your best team for those two games? Is that sort of the message at the moment? Or?
I'm 100% sure, yeah. Just, I think I've got AFLX this week, and then we'll worry about that after, see who's up and about.
So, yep. Leadership group, big honour.
Yep.
What does it mean to you?
Massive honour to be a part of the boys, and in that sort of aspect, and to be sort of very proud to sort of be known as a leader amongst the boys. But I mean, I don't think I'll change too much of what I've been doing over the last sort of year, and I think that's the way I sort of do it, is that's sort of who I am and how I lead, and it's about playing the right footy, and I suppose on and off the field as well. And I'm just looking forward to sort of getting into this year.
What does it say about you, though? You know, obviously, from Gold Coast to Port Adelaide, how much did your best year on the field last season? Now in the leadership group. From a personal point of view, what does that say about your maturity over the past couple of years?
My maturity? I don't know. I think I was able to play every game last year and put my best performance out. I mean, I didn't have the biggest preseason last year, and I think it's just, I don't know, my body's sort of starting to come good and be able to sort of tolerate that load, and yeah.
But also mentally, it's obviously a show of faith from the players too, that you are a leader around the footy club, not just what you do on the field.
Yeah, exactly, and that's sort of what I'm very proud of, is sort of more that the players have backed me in to sort of be that leader and to sort of move forward now.
What have you done to get that nod from the players to each other?
Well, I haven't really changed sort of who I am or what I do. It's just sort of, I don't know, just who I am, and I don't plan on changing too much what I did from last year or the year before. I'm just trying to be consistent in all areas of life, basically, and the boys have, I suppose, just invited me in, I suppose, something like that.
Do you sort of feel a bit of a responsibility to hold the forward line accountable? Like, obviously, as leaders in the back line and the midfield, do you sort of feel like the forward line is where you need to really direct guys during games?
Yeah, definitely, and I sort of see that as my forward line and my boys, and we've basically got to take ownership of that, but not just me. I mean, we've all got to sort of strive to be leaders, and that's how you sort of win games, is that you know where everyone is, and sort of throughout midfield, back line and forward line. So if we can all be on the same page, it'll help massively.
You got some pretty... your forward line. How do you make sure the new faces in that forward line sort of gel, and you know, who do you expect to see in there?
It's a long pre-season, and you get to know how everyone sort of plays. But I mean, it's still going to take some time with Watsy coming in there, and a few young boys, Aiden Johnson. I can see him coming through there as well. Love his pressure and the way he goes about his footy. But it's just basically playing together is the only way to do it, and knowing your structures and playing your role.
Charlie, you said no pre-season really last year with your foot issue. You still kick your career best, 49 goals, 149 marks, which is through the roof of your best season. So, full pre-season this year, what are your aims for 2018?
Oh, just to win more games. I don't really sort of put it down to I'm going to take this many marks, I'm going to kick this many goals. It's just doing my bit for the team, and hopefully we can sort of go further than what we did last year.
How beneficial is Jack Watts, like him coming to the clubs, going to help you? There's a lot of talk about, you know, inside 50 and the power unable to sort of hold and convert last season. How is that sort of relationship between you and him going so far?
Yeah, really good. Watts, he slotted in really well. He's just a genuine good lad, and the boys love him. I think he's one of the best set shots in the AFL, and to see him come to us and what he's put out on the track is very promising, and I'm looking forward to playing with him, and it'll be good to have another tool there, and hopefully we can get one more in there, but we'll see how we go through JLT series and see how it all works out.
Charlie, nice couple guys.
And obviously, Mark improved so much. Like, you doubled your career best mark in that last year. Why are your hands so much better?
Oh, I'd say the delivery was a bit better last year, and also, I mean, you got to work on your craft and do a lot of that sort of stuff. And Chad Corns has helped me out a lot sort of over the last sort of 2 years.
Charlie,
what respect has Chad helped you?
Ball in hand and body work and just kicking the ball and getting the ball in hand. That's the main thing. Massive.
Just on the runner, it looks like they're going to be reduced in their role, maybe for the season proper as well. Are you someone that likes to have the runner out there, or are you not really too fast?
No, I like to have the runner out there. I think I don't think it's too much of a big deal him running around out there, but I mean, I like to be able to sort of communicate with the coaches just as much as they communicate with us. Like, so with them coming out and telling us where to be, or if I want to question for them, I can sort of yell at Chad and tell him to come over here and give him a mouthful, and then they can take it.
So you'd like to see the runner kick their role?
I don't think there's a big deal with him, the runner being out there, other than like getting rid of him. I don't know about that, but what is it, quarter time and then only goals?
Charlie, just in regards to today, what's the importance of coming out to a regional community and focusing on kids and working with them and developing their skills?
Yeah, I think it's great that we come out here. They don't really get some of them don't really get a chance to sort of get to Adelaide and watch sort of our games, or even, you know, Crows games and stuff. But to be able to come out here and sort of get out here and show them what we do day to day, and sort of what it sort of takes to be to play AFL. And you know, community is massive in our club, and everyone knows that. And it's great to get out here and sort of see the kids. And I mean, they're always so pumped to see you. So,
but what will you be doing with them?
I think we've got a bit of a Q&A, and then we have a super clinic tonight. And then there's a few other like kick and catch and all that sort of stuff. And basically going through our day to day, our diet, and everything we sort of need to do.
Charlie, what did you make of your own final last year?
It's the last one, guys.
Ken Hinckley said it's one of the great finals from a forward that he has seen. But I guess you didn't finish off like you'd like to with 3-6. So how did you rate your own final that day?
It was a tough one. I mean, I sort of still have sort of nightmares about that game, to be honest. But, always, like, you want to convert and you want to win. And, I mean, going into overtime, in the first overtime, and we sort of, the siren went and we were a draw, and everyone sort of looking around like, what the hell? I was sort of talking to McKenzie. I was like, what are we doing now? And he looked at me, he's like, I don't know. So, but no, it's, I kicked 3-6. I mean, I kicked one or two more goals, we win the game. It's simple as that. And we didn't show up sort of throughout the game, and, you know, they played some pretty good football. They've sort of seemed to be able to play very good against us at home. So I'm actually looking forward to playing them again this year.
Charlie, can I ask about your balance between forward and ruck? Where do you see that going in terms of your relationship with Paddy Ryder, and where would you like to see the split? Because you might, if you're the only other big, you might have to jump in there at some stage.
Oh, yeah, sometimes I'll sort of move up there. But, I mean, we've got Hoff there as well, and Hoff's a genius. He can play anywhere, and that's just what he's done throughout his career. But, I mean, I'll pinch hit every now and then, maybe take forward stoppages and stuff like that, and if I feel like I'm not getting near the ball, I might throw myself in there every now and then. But that's just what it is.
Todd Marshall.
Okay, that's it.
Just, I love this. Todd Marshall must be his interview last week. He seems to be going really well. Could he have a taste last year? How impressed have you been with him?
Yeah, Toddy's unreal. I mean, from what sort of circumstances he's come from, and to have the strength to to come back and train the way he's been training and sort of played really well on the weekend as well in tough conditions. So I can see him in there as in say a third tall if possible. But he's got to keep working. He's still very young and still very raw, but he's got a lot of talent, and I'm going to be interested to see where he ends up.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you
very much. Thanks,
mate.
That's great.
Ball head in, Charles. Yeah, we're down this way, great man.
Down here.
Yeah. Are you coming? Have you got enough?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm coming in.
Yep.